From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States rejects claims that Islamic State militants shot down a Jordanian warplane over Syria, and the U.S. and UN call for progress in Somalia after a new prime minister is appointed. I'm Michael Lippin. The U.S. military says Islamic State militants did not shoot down a Jordanian F-16 fighter jet that crashed in Syria on Wednesday. The plane went down near the northern Syrian city of Raqqa, the main stronghold for Islamic State, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq earlier this year. Video posted on the internet showed that the militants had captured the Jordanian pilot, who was part of a U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamist group. U.S. General Lloyd Austin, who is overseeing the coalition, strongly condemned the militants for capturing the pilot, and said coalition forces will not tolerate their attempts to exploit the crash for their own purposes. The Jordanian military said it holds the militants responsible for the pilot's life and safety. The pilot is the first captive taken from the coalition. Well, Somalia has a new prime minister, and the United States and United Nations are renewing pressure on Somali leaders to build a stable government for the war-torn country. Somali lawmakers approved the appointment of Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmarki on Wednesday. Later, the U.S. State Department issued a statement urging the new prime minister, as well as President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and other political leaders, to make progress toward realizing goals of critical importance to the nation. Separately, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Somali leaders to regain momentum in the political process and take steps to prevent future political crises. Mr. Sharmarki becomes Somalia's third prime minister in 2 years. You're listening to VOA News. Christians from around the world have converged on the West Bank town of Bethlehem for Christmas Eve celebrations hosted by the Palestinian Authority. Robert Berger was there and filed this report.
Christmas celebrations kicked off in Bethlehem with a festive march by Palestinian boy and girl scouts through Manger Square. They marched past a giant Christmas tree facing the ancient Church of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Pilgrims came from all over the world to participate in the festivities and worship at the ancient Grotto of the Nativity. Espoir Serukiza is from the Congo.
I'm so much blessed to be here, and it's a good place for Christians, for believers, and I'm a Christian, so it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity being here, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The turnout is lower this Christmas than in recent years. The 50-day war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip several months ago brought a sharp drop in tourism, and the industry still has not recovered. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Here in the U.S., film studio Sony Pictures has started online distribution of its controversial comedy, The Interview, a day after announcing that 200 independent theaters will screen the movie on Christmas Day. The movie is now available across several digital platforms, including YouTube, Google Play, and Microsoft Xbox. Sony says it was essential to release the movie quickly because of a recent cyber attack on its business by hackers whom it says wanted to stop free speech. Sony pulled The Interview from general release last week after several large U.S. theater chains initially refused to show it because of threats of violence against cinemagoers. The comedy tells the story of two journalists who were recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea condemned the movie, and unknown attackers hacked the computer network of Sony Pictures earlier this month, stealing valuable and highly confidential information. Representatives of Ukraine's government and separatist rebels who support Russia have resumed peace talks in Belarus. The Russian government and Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe also took part in Wednesday's talks in the capital of Minsk. The talks are aimed at settling a conflict between the Ukrainian government and the rebels, most of whom are based in eastern Ukraine. Negotiators are focusing on how to solidify a ceasefire that has limited the amount of fighting in Ukraine since September. Well, I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.